They won't put down the controller. What do I do? Hey everyone, Stephanie Costello here, mom of three, wife, animal lover, and entrepreneur. My goal with this podcast is to share healthy intimacy skills. If you feel you are the only one struggling, I promise you are not alone. It's time to take action and make shit happen. Alrighty, I'm super excited. This is my first interview of this amazing podcast, and this individual has supported me for a very, very long time. And since I got this question, I couldn't help but think how he is the perfect person to ask, considering we have had a significant struggle with this in the past. So, please welcome Matthew to the podcast. Yay!
Hello.
So, Mr. Matthew, I would like to ask you some questions on putting down the controller and what that was like for you when I would be very harsh on your decision-making process to play video games. What did that feel like when I was like, your video games are not important? Why are you laughing? Go ahead, let's go. It's okay. Full vulnerability here.
I took it as, well, they're not important to you.
Okay.
They're important to me.
And that's the piece that is really hard when we say, as the partner who's like, put down the controller, it's definitely, we're feeling, I know for myself, I felt not validated, not appreciated. Like, there was so much more to our life that we had to take care of at that point, and there was extra time being spent. This is way back in the beginning, like when we first had kids. There's extra time being spent on video games that you had the leisure of doing prior to having kids, and then that, like, slowly got decreased. So what did you do to still make it a priority for yourself?
Just change the time that I did it.
So when you were doing it was during times of, like, you were, so it sounds like you were being more selective on when you did it, so making sure that you're setting your priorities.
Yeah. I don't really remember it. I don't remember what I was doing back then. It's been so long. But now I do it when everyone's sleeping because it's more enjoyable. Mm. And it's my time.
Uninterrupted time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what are some other things you realized that you had to do before you could sit down and play games? As a dad, as Matt, as a husband, as any hat that you wore, as an employee?
It's been so long.
Clearly this is his first interview, guys. People need to hear your tips and tricks of what you did to make yourself a priority, but also make sure you got all of your other priorities accomplished.
I think by doing it when everyone was asleep and setting time to myself later in the day when everything was done, it actually worked out better because then I was able to enjoy it more.
And so what was everything that was done? How did you prioritize the things that needed to be done?
Well, basically, it was all the things, you know, the dinner, making lunches. Mm.
Showers
and picking up and then getting them to bed and brushing teeth and vitamins. So you have to get that all out of the way. And then once that's all out of the way, then you have more time, I guess.
Mm. Definitely, you have done a really good job at making sure you're, taking the kids more so than anything. The priority with children has been a learning curve, and there was a lot that was on my plate that you've kind of recently taken over, even so much so as like grocery shopping and thinking about what you need to buy at the grocery store. So there's one step to even realize, oh, I have to go to the grocery store. It's a whole nother step to realize what you need to buy at the grocery store and what to make sure you have for the time that you, you know, lunch meat and or lunch meals, dinner meals, mm-hmm. and whatever else it is. So it's a whole planning process that has taken a significant amount of effort to realize that in order to make our day-to-day life successful, we have to do those things. Mm-hmm. Yes-um.
Yes-um.
Okay, so in the future, Mr. Matthew here will plan to have better answers and more descriptive answers on how to make sure we're planning life and taking care of our priorities in our intimate relationships, because through this conversation, not only was it impacting our relationship intimacy, it was impacting our family and parenting choices. So once we were able to really see what I was able to see, what my priorities were personally, he was able to see his priorities personally, we were able to match those together with the priorities of our family and parenting duties and everything else. It's an ever-changing journey. As kids grow up, you tend to have more time for yourself or your partnership there. It's an ever-evolving experience. And so having frequent conversations about to-do lists and whatever the conversation is, just have it, even if it's about the colors of the wall. I hope everyone is having a great day. I look forward to hearing your input on the very brief interview here. I will be interviewing more individuals in the future. I look forward to setting up those podcasts. I hope you have a great day. Bye.